It's all things money matters, all things two-pot retirement system. Luanda, welcome to Rise FM.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's the second time she's on the show. And let me tell you guys, if there's one thing that I love is women who smell great. Oh, and they smell wonderful. Thank you guys very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
Gracing us with your presence. We are talking about the two-pot retirement system. Now, before we go into a conversation with you, we're going to play a couple of voice notes that we got from people telling us what their opinions are on the two-pot retirement system. And this is the first one that we got.
Hi, Susie. The issue here, two-pot retirement system, it's very risky, obviously, but also it depends on an individual, whether that particular person is responsible enough to use that money effectively or to use it usefully. So but it's up to an individual as to how he or she's going to use that money. Thank you.
All right, let's hear the next one and then we go into our conversation.
All right, my take on the two-pot system is that the government made an arrangement for this system so that money is made available for people who are financially strained or people who are in debt. So I believe people should take this money to relieve some pressure on themselves or when there's an emergency. If someone doesn't know what to do with the money, rather not take it, allow it to grow, because when you do not withdraw, it grows and you might need it in future for an emergency. So if there's an emergency that forces you maybe to make a loan, or an emergency that needs to be covered and you are really stranded, then you can use the money from one of the pots, the two-pot system. So yeah, that is my take, that it should only be used for emergencies or to relieve strain.
All right, so, Luanda, a lot of different opinions that we're getting on the two-pot retirement system. Yes. But I think before we even go into our voice messages, for a person who doesn't really understand what the two-pot retirement system is about, let's quickly go into that. What is it?
Two-pot retirement system.
Yeah.
It's government made a decision that they were going to give people flexibility or an access to their retirement fund. Remember, initially, we never used to have access.
Yeah.
Everything was fixed. Retirement, pension fund, provident fund, preservation fund. You couldn't access anything from it. So this is just to really relieve people from their debts or people who are financially strained.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just giving us flexibility, especially on the savings part, because we've got three components.
Okay.
Yes, we've got vested component, we've got savings component, we've got retirement component.
Okay.
So it is two parts, but it's based on three components.
Okay.
So on the savings, it's giving us flexibility or accessibility each and every year, once a year.
Okay. So this is not an amount that I can take out 3 times a year or 2 times. It's a 1 year thing.
If I can just break it down on the vested, for example, me and you, we've been working ever since.
Yeah.
So you find that you've got, I'm just going to give an example, that your total fund value on your pension or provident is maybe, let's say, 3 million. I'm just going to give an example.
Right.
So on this, the 3 million goes to vested until the 31st of August. So from then, you will never ever contribute anything to this vested pot or component.
Uh-huh.
So now they're going to sit on, they call it a seeding. It's 30,000 rand to savings component.
Okay.
So it's kept. You cannot, they say it's 10%. So it means, it's 10% of, if you calculate 10% of 3 million, it can give you 30,000.
Yeah.
But the maximum is 30,000 is kept. It doesn't matter if you've got 500,000, If you've got less than 500,000, you will still
30,000.
30,000. But if it's less than 500,000, let's say it's 10,000 rand,
mm-hmm.
your pension is 10,000 rand, it means you're going to only take only 10%. If that 10% is like
30.
Yes, of
okay.
the 30. So if your savings is only 20,000, because people are under this thing of saying that they're going to all have 30,000 rent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how much you're having on your vested component.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Can we trust South Africans with this? I mean, we've seen it trending over the past couple of weeks. A lot of people are excited, one would say. And I think one of the main reasons this bill was signed was that it can help people who are financially constrained, right? But is this something that we can trust our South Africans with it? I mean, if we look at the statistics, we love things like entertainment, Loyanda. You know, it's something that we spend a hefty amount of our salaries on. But is this something that we can trust our fellow South Africans with?
Yeah, I think we cannot paint everyone with the same paint.
True.
But based on the experience that I have, I honestly cannot trust South Africans to really take care of this money or really is going to take them out of trouble in terms of their financial strains.
Mm.
So, but for those who have emergencies, really, they can have the access to it, but they must understand that there are tax implications. So the 30,000 rand, you're not going to receive it as 30,000 rand.
Uh-huh.
And you remember that those that do not even have 30,000 rand.
True.
Because people are under the impression that they all have 30,000 rand.
Mm.
It's just going to be 10%, but it's kept on 30,000 rand.
Yeah.
Say others will have 10 in this saving component, others will have 20,000, others will have 30,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Let's then talk about the tax implications, because that's a big one, right? A lot of people then said, I mean, government just tries to find different ways to really take our money. Tax.
And they will.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, it's just going to be massive.
Yeah.
Because remember, they're going to tax you on your marginal rate tax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of money. If you can imagine, if you're on 41% of your income tax.
Mm.
So they're going to tax you on that. So instead of receiving 30,000, you'll be receiving 17,000. I'm just going to give you an example.
Yeah.
So how is it going to make a difference in your life?
So would you then, as a financial advisor, advise somebody to say, I don't think it's worth it? I mean, if they're going to tax you so much money, you're going to be left, I think you're right, it's 17, 18, somewhere yeah. there. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. And remember that it's going to, they're going to count this 30,000 as your income. So it's going to increase, and people are not aware of it. It's going to increase your tax.
All right. So then they would, it would be your salary plus this amount
yeah.
at the end of the month,
yeah.
at the end of the month,
yeah.
which is a lot.
Yeah.
Sure, man, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So it's really, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
For me, it's not worth it. I don't think it will make a huge difference.
I hear you.
But when we talk about the savings component, remember, on this pot, you can withdraw each and every year, depending on how much you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once a year.
Once a year.
All right. Let's quickly read this comment. It says, good morning, Rise of Fame. My name is France from Gauteng. I think the two-part retirement system is good, but government employees must not abuse it. That money is meant for pension. I don't want to be poor or struggle when I am on pension. I won't withdraw even a cent. I like this comment. Let's speak about then the people who say, I want to take the two-part retirement system. I'm going to take it every single year. What heavy impact does that have on you when you are now older and you are ready to retire?
Okay. One, remember this savings component, it's your one third.
Yeah.
And then the retirement component is your two third. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
So people must know that whenever they are taking from their savings pot, they are taking away, they are stealing from the future.
Mm.
So they are eating away their one third. So by the time you retire, possibly you're not going to have your one-third.
Sure.
So you are affecting your one-third. So this is really pension money.
Yeah.
The lady is right that she's saying that is this is pension money. So you can imagine if you're retiring without your one-third.
Mm.
I mean, the one-third is the money that you use to pay up your house. True. You understand?
Yeah.
And the two-third, you cannot touch the two-third. The two-third is by you income for the rest of your life.
Yes.
It's by you an annuity
mm-hmm.
for life. So you're not going to get any lump sum from your retirement pot.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to get your one-third from vested amount, because remember, you still have that component that had 3 million
mm-hmm.
and then took out the 30,000 and you are left with 2.7.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So this money here is sitting here, but you cannot get 100% of it. You're only going to get one third of it, and then the two third must go to the retirement pot.
Mm.
So if your money on the savings pot is no more, you are really in trouble, because the only lump sum that you're going to have is from the vested pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the advantage about the whole thing of two-pot system is the fact that everyone now will be forced to preserve something.
Mm.
Even those who can decide to retire or to resign before time, there will be money saved for them on the retirement.
Is there anything good about the two-pot retirement system at this point?
For the fact that now everyone will preserve something from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, initially people will just resign and get everything.
Yeah.
So they put the two-pot system, it's actually stopping people from resigning in order for them to access money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now at least people don't have to resign. People can just access the money on their mm-hmm. savings component.
No, true.
Yeah.
But I think then also at the end of the day, it all depends on how you spend it. But if we also look at the tax implications, you're just thinking, really? I mean, I'm going to get, what, 18K at the end? It's not really worth it.
It's not really worth it. But people don't have information, and people are under the impression that everyone must it's a must that government says we must go get our 30,000.
Yeah.
People are under the impression that it's a must. It's not a must.
Yeah.
It's a choice. But the way, I mean, in my office, it's packed. Even now, I left the office packed. People want their 30,000 with or without needs or emergencies.
No. I mean, do you think it would be better then that there was a certain criteria for it to say, what do you actually need the money for?
No, remember we can make a want a need.
Yeah, true. That's very true.
And you know, you'll never tell them anything. I mean, they want their money, and they are under a lot of impressions. I think there are a lot of influences and a lot of talks everywhere, and people are getting advices from friends, family, people who are not financial literate.
Yeah.
So they are thinking that Their departments or whatever, they want to eat their money.
Yes.
Yes.
And so there's no such. Hurting, yeah,
there is no such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Luyanda, thank you so much for coming onto the show. But what do we say to the young person now that is able to get their two-pot retirement system? I think I was talking to my mom the other day, and she said, "Tlatlang, I'm not going to take it. It's not worth it. I'm old. You know, I don't see the need." But for a young person, it's very different. They would say, "No, mina ngifuna ke deposit emoto. Ngifuna go shata." Or ngifuna, what do we say to that young person to say, don't fall into that pressure? I mean, if you really need it, then you need it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I can advise them to, before they make any decision, they must go see a professional.
Yeah,
they must go see us financial planners or their accountants if they have,
mm-hmm.
and just be well informed before they're making any decision.
Yeah,
because I mean, you're stealing for the future.
Yes.
It's just gonna have the implications are gonna be huge.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, absolutely. Luyanda, thank you for coming onto the show. Where can people reach you? Should they want your services?
I'm in Nelspruit Land Services, Sanlam.
Yeah.
And my number is 081-845-84... 845-1501.
Oh, there we go. She got it. She got it. Thank you very much for coming.
You never really pronounce or call you out your number. Yeah. I mean,
no, it takes some getting used to.
Yeah,
it takes some getting used to. Thank you very much for coming here to the show.
Thank
very
you.
Very good to see.